A couple of days ago, the Supreme Court of the United States of America ruled that so-called same-sex marriages should be legal in all 50 states of the Union. That's problematic in itself, but on top of that is the fact that 6 out of the 9 Supreme Court justices are Catholic. The other 3 are Jewish. So all 9 believe in the same God in which we believe. And I'm not saying that matters of faith should be discussed in the Supreme Court, or that people should bring their own religion to matters of making judgments like that. But I'm saying that the issue of marriage is not one of religion or faith at all. It's a matter of nature. And it's a matter of the basic meaning of human life, which is common to all people. It strikes me that this decision is not only problematic for our country, but it's also a great indicator of a problem in the church. That in a group of 9 people who believe in the same God that we believe in, 6 of them being Catholics, they couldn't come up with 5 people who would stand for the truth of marriage. Jesus in today's gospel goes into a situation where he is called to proclaim the truth. He proclaims that the girl is not dead, but sleeping. And he is met with ridicule. They laugh at him. They laugh in his face and say, basically they say, "You are an idiot. How could you say that this girl is just sleeping?" He doesn't say, however, "Well, I guess you're right. There's nothing I can do. I guess I'll just take my things and go home." He puts them out of the house, and he proceeds to raise the girl to new life. What do we do? We might sit and wring our hands and say, "Where is the country going? What are these new policies going to mean?" We might say, "There's nothing we can do." But that's where Jesus says something different. He says, "There is something you can do." When we get these rulings that come down, you know, we often think, well, that's other people's work that they're supposed to be doing. It's the work of the justices to make the right decisions. That's why they get paid the big bucks. It's not on our shoulders, but it is on our shoulders. Because this wasn't something that just materialized out of nothing. This issue has been in the pipeline for years. Did we write our representatives? Did we call our lawmakers? Did we participate in any kind of public discussion or demonstration? I didn't. I don't know about you, but I know I didn't participate in any of those things. Did I pray and fast? Well, I prayed on occasion that things would go well. But see, we all have a responsibility. By the very fact that we have received the Holy Spirit and that we call ourselves Christians, we have a responsibility to be in this world and to allow the power of the Holy Spirit to work through us for the betterment of our society. We are called to stand for the truth, no matter what. I may eventually go to jail because I won't marry Adam and Steve. You know, I don't know what it's coming to. I hope you visit me in jail if I do go there. But seriously, we have a responsibility. And maybe it comes down to a matter of faith. Do we believe and trust that the Holy Spirit living and working in us gives us everything we need in order to make the positive difference in the world that the world needs? Or do we just stand back and wring our hands and say, "My hands are tied and there's nothing I can do"? Not just in situations legal and civic, but all those situations in our lives where something arises and we say, "I don't feel like there's anything I can do." Jesus says, "There is something. The Spirit of God lives in you. Seek Him. Trust that that Spirit of God can do amazing things, much more than you can imagine."